95 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories at 8:05. And then a half an hour from now at 8:20, Melanie Soper, Star Relief for Pets based in Stamford, will join me. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:51. And joined on the line now by State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. It's always good to be with you, and good morning to your listeners.
All right. Well, you recently have sent out a survey, or maybe even two surveys, about vaccines, the mask-wearing mandates, and so forth. Tell us about the surveys and maybe some of the results you may have received.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing is that the vaccination rate in our community is really strong. So if you see at overall numbers, 80% of all who are eligible have already taken the vaccination. And if you go to the seniors group, it's closer to 90%. For people aged 55 and above, it's close to 90% of all eligible people have taken the vaccination. So that's good news. I think in some other towns up in Connecticut, those numbers are lower and it's more troubling. But when you think about us, Greenwich and even Stamford and all the New Canaan, we are looking, you know, reasonably good there. Now, some people say, well, 80 and 90s are not good enough. We need to be 10% higher and get it all the way up. And, you know, I think it's for some people it takes time, and I think it will get there eventually. And the question really is, do we force them or compel them or create a mandate that every person will have to get a vaccine? And that is what, you know, we did a survey about, and the answer was quite clear that most people are not favoring a mandate or a compulsion, knowing that, you know, within a matter of months, we've gotten to these 80s and 90s numbers, and everybody else is actually coming along. And so, when you call people, some people are in the process, some people want to take a week or two more, and I think that's where we are in terms of the survey. You know, there was also a question about mask mandate, and there as well for school students, mask mandate, and there was also some degree of two-pronged answer. Many people think that the masks are, COVID is not as dangerous in kids as it is in adults, while other people do rightfully think that it's still a very dangerous disease. So there is a split answer there, but more people do support or are opposed to not having a mandate and voluntarily doing the right thing.
Okay, so those, how many people did you survey, or how many responses did you get?
This is a very robust survey. You know, we got over 1,000 responses, and you know, for a sample, for a population size, or meaning the our community, it was statistically very significant. You know, typically people look at 400 plus surveys as a good survey, so we were way over 1,000. So we feel, you know, I feel that it's a really good reflection of where the community stands. And, you know, tell it to it, there's always people who say, well, you may have only one side of one kind of people with one kind of ideology answering your survey. There is never, in voluntary surveys, there is never exact methodology. But I feel very comfortable that it had broad participation.
All right. Let's move now to the special election coming up in a couple of weeks. You endorse Ryan Fazio. You were up for the seat yourself. You were up for the nomination, did not receive it. Your thoughts about Mr. Fazio is
I want to unequivocally tell your all your listeners to come out on August 17th and vote for my friend Ryan Fazio, and who I agree with him on all issues, and he will make a fine senator. And you know, it's very important for everyone to come out and cast their vote. It's a special election in August, so it can get a little slower in terms of turnout. But I ask all your listeners to actually mark the day in the calendar if they want to go vote in person or do absentee and come out and vote. And my vote is for Ryan Fazio.
All right. Now, having said that, you did have some pointed words after you did not get the nomination at the caucus, correct?
Well, you know, I it's always good to have healthy discussions and honest discussions, and you know, that was one of those. And I think there was nothing more than that. And And I wouldn't say pointed words. I would say this was an honest, good, healthy discussion. And I am known for those bringing up issues in a very rigorous and honest manner across policy as well as other issues. That's why I think you'll like me on your show. And I do get to hear from all our constituents that it's good to discuss policy issues, all kinds of issues, with as much rigor and honesty as one can.
All right, and I think there's a familiar name on one of the ballots that was nominated this week. Right, there's an Aurora on there somewhere, isn't there, running for one of their offices?
Yes, listen, as you say, you know, if you cannot inspire people in your family to public service, so yes, my wife, Nisha Aurora, she has been very active in board work and in nonprofits, but she's a private sector person, and she's been looking at me make impact in public service over the last few years, and she decided to herself, enter and serve the public good, and I'm very proud of her for doing that because she's seen me, you know, in some sense, be in the public eye, and it's not always fun. But it was her independent decision, and she's an extremely sharp person. She's got a business degree as well as an engineering degree, and she is very committed to serve the town of Greenwich, and she's running for the Board of Estimate and Taxation, BET, and the election will be in November.
Well, she probably said, listen, if he could do it, anybody could do it, right? So I'll run, right?
That's how, you know, it looks like that's how the family dynamics go, and she is extremely bright and extremely intelligent. I'm so proud of her that she is elected to serve. And public service has got its challenges because you're in the public eye, but it's very rewarding. And I thank your listeners, and I thank my community all the time for giving me this opportunity to serve them. It's an honor, and I hope they see that I'm doing the best I can to serve them and to make life better for all people in our community.
All right, Representative Aurora, thanks as always. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Look forward to it. Happy summer to everyone.
State Representative Harry Aurora.
Mostly cloudy for today with afternoon showers or a thunderstorm with the